In the readings today, we hear all about charity and looking out for the good of those who are less fortunate or are in circumstances even where we might not normally even want anything to do with this individual. We hear about that, for instance, in the gospel reading. Obviously, the intent is that this is a Jewish person who fell into the hands of these robbers, who not only robbed him, but stripped him, beat him, and then left him half dead. So a Jewish priest is going down the road, walks right by. A Levite's going down the road, walks right by. But then a Samaritan, a person whom Jews absolutely despise, comes by and takes care of the man. And the question is, who was the neighbor to the person who fell in with the robbers? The man could only respond, again, this is a lawyer. By lawyer, we don't mean like what we think, but somebody who was schooled in the Jewish law. So somebody who knows that the Samaritans are hated, you don't have anything to do with them. Yeah, who was the neighbor? Well, the one who treated him with charity. And Jesus said, go and do the same. That's a great challenge for all of us. Because just even in basic ways, we can look at ourselves and ask, how often do we make judgments about people? We see somebody in bad circumstances, we judge them sometimes. Maybe we see somebody from a different culture with a different color of skin and we judge them. Who are we to make that judgment? I even think about a time, and I know I've told this story before, but it's so profound. There was a conference that was being held. I think it was over in Calcutta, but I'm not certain. And it was about hunger, world hunger. And so they got all these people that were the world's foremost authorities on what was going on. And Mother Teresa of Calcutta was invited to this as well. And on the steps going up into the conference, there were people who were starving. There were people who were dying. There were people who were sick. And the big shots who were going to give talks all walked right by these people because they had to give a talk. All the people who were coming to the conference stepped right over these people because it was important for them to go to this conference and hear about hunger. Mother Teresa showed up, never went into the building. Instead, she fed the people who were on the steps. She picked them up and took them to her convent, the ones who were sick and dying. Who actually did something about the hunger that day? The people talking about it? The people listening? Or the one who actually picked up the people on the steps? It's a great lesson for all of us to think about. And the power of the charity. I remember giving a retreat to Mother Teresa's nuns once. And sister had picked me up at the airport. I said, is it true, sister, that you sisters don't try to convert anybody? You don't talk about the Lord? You don't try to do it? And she said, nope, we don't. And I challenged her on that, and she stopped me dead in my tracks. The place where we were going to give the retreat was at an AIDS house. So these are people dying either because they were doing some drugs and they used a needle or because of some illicit behavior that they had been involved in or whatever it might be. And she looked at me and she said, Father, more than 100 and whatever number of people have died from AIDS in this house. She said, when they came here, the vast majority of them were not even baptized. None of the people who had come there and died there were Catholic. These sisters took them in, just as Mother Teresa took in the Hindu people. Didn't matter to her whether they were Catholic or not. But this nun looked at me and she said, so more than 100 people have died here, whatever the number was, she had it right down. She said, every last one of them died with the sacraments. Every last one became baptized, every one received communion, every one of them was anointed before they died. Because of the charity of those nuns, every last one of them converted. They didn't say a single word to them about converting, not once. And yet every one of them did, because of the charity that they had received. So again, it gives us a pause to think. Now, obviously, we aren't going to be necessarily able to take care of somebody long-term and be able to do those things, but it's an opportunity for us to ask our own selves, where's the charity in my heart? Am I being judgmental? Am I lacking charity toward others? Am I doing something or failing to do something toward another person that I should be doing or should not be doing, as the case may be? Am I looking down on someone? Again, I think about all the things that people have come up with. There are literally articles written about why the priest passed by this person on the road and why the Levite passed by the person on the road. After all, the priest might have been going up to Jerusalem and he was going to be on temple duty, and if he would have picked this guy up, he would have been unclean, and because he would have been unclean, he couldn't have been serving in the temple, and blah, blah, blah. Like, right, so it's more important to go and do that than to pick up somebody who's dying on the street because you didn't want to become unclean. So again, we have lots of excuses, lots of rationalizations, and we are professionals at it. I mean, Gene Kelly has nothing on our tap dance ability. We can tap dance around just about anything. Maybe it's time we start facing the reality within our own selves. Quit the tap dancing and look directly into our own hearts and ask ourselves seriously, am I really practicing the charity that the Lord has asked me to practice? Because he said, go and do the same. He said, if you want to be the children of your heavenly Father, he lets his light shine on the good and the bad. He lets the rain fall on the just and the unjust. He said, therefore, if you're going to be children of your heavenly Father, you have to do like he does. Yeah, there are people who aren't good people. There are people who are in bad circumstances. There are people who've done some of this to themselves. It's not our call. We have to be charitable. Again, charity is doing what's best, so it doesn't necessarily mean encouraging them and enabling them and so on. That's not charity. But it's treating them with charity, the kindness that can go a long way. That's what the Lord is looking for. And so it's a great opportunity for all of us to look at that and ask ourselves, as we hear in the first reading, all those different things that the Lord says, you do these things, then your prayer is going to be heard. Obviously, the idea is if you're not doing these things, it's not going to be so good for us. So, something to look at, to think about, to pray about, and ultimately to ask, am I really doing as I have been told by the Lord to do?